Our New Testament Bible passage is found on page 46 of the Pew Bibles, and Lily Santoro will be reading it.
The New Testament reading is from Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 13. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, was he in the indignant, and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for such belong to the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. Do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witnesses, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these I have observed from my youth." And Jesus looked upon him, loved him, and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven. And come follow me." At that saying, his countenance fell, and he went away sorrowful. He had great possessions. And Jesus looked around to his disciples. "How hard will it be for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them. "With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Peter began to say to him, "Lo, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or the lands for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many that are first will be last, and the last first."
Hi, I'm Stephen. Before we start, I just want to say happy birthday, Andrew Casper. Anyways, we're here. We'll be talking to you about Camp Johnsonburg. Johnsonburg to me was more like a fellowship experience. While I was there, I got the chance to meet other people from around New Jersey. We were all able to talk about our faith as well as our relationship with God. At Johnsonburg, everyone you meet there is really friendly and nice. It is a place where you are free to express yourself in any way without other people judging you. Many different churches from all around the state come. For example, Cherry Hill, Monroe, Lawrenceville, and Prospect. At Johnsonburg, there are many different activities to do. One of which is my personal favorite is the Open Mic Night Talent Show that we do on the second day of the retreat. There, people can show off their talents and special skills. For example, for me, I do this. Ever since my first time going to Johnsonburg, I've made several new friends each time I go on a retreat. I made so many friends that I've been considered adopted by the people over at Cherry Hill, and they made me part of their church family. With me being a junior going on to senior next year, I only have two more retreats left. It's going to be sad for me leaving all the new friends I make at Johnsonburg. However, I still stay in contact with all the people from Johnsonburg by using Facebook. Johnsonburg for me is an opportunity to make new friends, as well as having a more stronger relationship with old friends and God.
Hi, I'm Marley Pulse, and to me, Johnsonburg is somewhere to make new friends, but also keep the old ones and have a stronger relationship with God. At Johnsonburg, you can be yourself without anyone else judging who you are, because it is pretty much a big family. At Johnsonburg, I learned how to open up to new ideas and new people, trying new activities, and with the beautiful land Camp Johnsonburg is on, I learned how to appreciate nature more. The food is really good, and at time, you can just spend with the new friends that you made just talking and learning about each other. As Stephen said, Open Mic Night is so much fun, and is where you can express yourself and show your talents. I love open mic night because one time we just got a big group of girls together and we all sang and everybody loved us and everyone was cheering and it was really nice to hear everybody so enthusiastic. Last retreat I went on was the winter one and there was a blizzard and a lot of snow, probably 2 feet to 2.5 feet of snow. I went outside in the huge field between the cabins and the rec center, and my friends were all inside because it was too cold, but I wanted to go out and have fun. I went out into the field and found just a group of people, and I asked them if I could join them. They said yes, and they were really accepting to me, and we had a huge snowball fight. It was pretty epic. The people I met there that day and I, we still talk about it. I met my friends from Prospect Church, and we've gotten together since Johnsonburg, outside, like here in Cranberry, and we went to pizza. I get to go on the high school retreat next year, and I'm really excited. It's funny how you can connect with different people, because at camp, everyone's just accepting of who you are. I love Johnsonburg, and it helped me to grow in my faith and make friends I believe I'll have forever.
Hi, I'm Emily Olson. When I first started thinking about what I was going to write about Johnsonburg, I really couldn't think of anything, so I Googled it. And the first thing I found was some reviews. It was from a camp review website. And a few of them said, "Greatest camp ever and has awesome food. Camp Johnsonburg equals amazing. Camp is my home. I love it and would die without it. I love to go to camp.org and I'm in love with it and I'm obsessed. I love everything about it, absolutely everything. I miss it a whole lot. It was probably the best summer of my entire life. I just get a bubbly feeling at Camp Johnsonburg. And as weird as that sounds, I just love everything about it. The staff, the campers, and everything is just so great, especially the songs. Alice the Camel. OMG, I've been to Johnsonburg for 3 years and I've loved it. Camp Johnsonburg, this whole atmosphere is amazing. I love the counselors and everything. Camp Johnsonburg is super awesome and everyone should go there." So yeah, and then after that, I found an article that was written about Camp Johnsonburg and I just thought it was really funny because there's some pictures in it and it's amazing how many people I just recognize. Like right here, this is a picture of Matt. He's a counselor and if anybody has ever gone to Johnsonburg, you'll know who he is. And also there was an interview with one of the campers and I thought it was really funny because I knew she was, and she'd been in my unit multiple times. And it was just funny just seeing her there. And so it's really funny, like, how the people stay with you when you go through camp so many years. Even if, like, you don't see them for a couple of years, you go back and they're there and you recognize them and you can just, like, pick off where you left off. And it's amazing, like, how many things you'll have in common. I remember that after that, I posted some pictures on an art website of Johnsonburg. It's called DeviantArt. So I went back to look at the pictures and some of the comments, like somebody who'd never been there before, well, he said, "Where is that? I want to go there and stay there forever. And that is beautiful." So I thought it was really funny that someone who'd never been there before, he could see like how special it was. Which reminded me of in the fall on the retreat, we were in our small groups. And we were thinking about how people stay connected with each other and different ways you can do that. And there was one girl, she said, "I know you probably haven't heard of this before, but DeviantArt." And I immediately like jumped up and we talked about it and we were really able to like bond over that. And that reminded me of all the different connections I've made at Johnsonburg with different people, completely different things. One year, a couple years ago, I met this girl named Darcy. And we both loved the show called Lost, and we made a lot of connections over that. And a couple years before that, there was a girl named Victoria, and we were both obsessed with the show called Avatar. And before that, I met Avery, who loved Wicked, the show and the book, the musical, almost as much as I did. And through all these connections, we all became really good friends, and I still remember all of them, even though it's been, some of them, 8 years later. I also remembered like all the counselors we had. It was really cool because some of the counselors, they just come from all over the world to come to Johnsonburg and tell us about their faith and their culture. I remember there some of them, they were from Australia and England and Germany. And the one from England, she brought index cards, and she wrote half, on half of them, she wrote the English version of words, and the other one, like, the Americanized version. And we had to match things like jumper and sweater and trainers and sneakers, and it was really fun. And the one from Germany, she told us German fairy tales, and even the counselors, we were all friends, and they remember us, and it's really cool. And also, I sent some letters home when I was little from Johnsonburg, and I didn't know this, but my parents had saved them. And yeah, so obviously they meant something to them, or they just want to make fun of me, but... So here's one. It says, "Dear Mommy and Daddy, yesterday we didn't have FOB time, which is, it's abbreviated for feet on bunk time, which is like our free time. But when Mommy left, more and more kids came. So far there are 2 boys and 8 girls. So far camp is really fun. We go swimming at least twice a day. This morning we went in the pool. The counselors woke us up to go swimming. Last night we made fire. It was big. How are you doing?" Of Emily. And I drew a picture of fire. Yeah. So when you go to Johnsonburg, it's really like a giant family reunion, and you meet new people, and you see the people that you've met from years previously, and the counselors, and everybody. It's like a giant family that you've created, and even if you've never been there before, you'll be amazed to find like what you connect over, whether it be God's love or through something that you never really would have expected. And if you're planning on going next summer, me and Katie Senko, that girl up there, we're going to be doing the leadership training program, so we might be your counselors. So yeah, Camp Johnsonburg is really just an amazing place, and you don't really understand it till you've been there. The end.